Today on Path of Grace.
Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations.
He sends a lightning all across the sky. He sends a rain to a land that's dry. He speaks with thunder and a mighty roar. There's no one else like the mighty Lord. There's no one else. He put the stars up in outer space and hung the sun and moon in perfect place. Spins the planets, let the comets soar. There's no one else like the mighty Lord. There's no one else.
If you've ever read through the book of Psalms, one thing you've probably noticed over and over again is that the psalmist encourages the reader to literally sing songs of praise, to sing songs to God, and to sing about God to other people. We're not just encouraged to talk about the Lord and to teach one another, but to actually literally sing using our voices. And there's no disclaimers in any of those passages that say, if you happen to have a great voice. Now, why do you think it is that Scripture encourages us to sing praises to God? Do you think it might be because God has self-esteem issues and God needs some positive affirmation? Is it so that we can remind God who God is so God won't forget who God is? Does our singing help God? Is it good for God? Well, I think Father enjoys it, but the truth is, I'm convinced at this point in my life, we're encouraged to sing songs and make a joyful noise and even make up new songs because it's good for us. It's good for me. It's good for you. It reminds us of who God is, and that helps us. Now, you might say, well, dude, I don't want to do that. I'm not required to sing a song to God, so I'm not gonna. Well, you know what? You're absolutely right. You're not required to do anything. You don't have to sing a song to God. But let me tell you, I think it might be good for you. See, music is powerful. Music can do things in our hearts that nothing else can do in the way that music does it. Think about it. Each of us have songs that have connected with us at some point in our lives. And I know for me, I can hear a song that I haven't heard in years, maybe a song from high school. And instantaneously, it takes me back in time. And suddenly, I can remember faces and places and emotions, sights and sounds and smells that had not crossed my mind in who knows how long. But I hear that song and boom, it's right there. Can you relate to that? Have you ever experienced that? Where it just grabs a hold of the emotions and the heart and the mind in a powerful way. Think about a suspenseful movie. What makes it so suspenseful is the music and nothing else. If you take away the music, the suspense level drops down to almost nothing. If you're a little older like me, you might remember when the movie Jaws came out and the music, dun dun, dun dun, dun 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 dun, dun 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 dun. Man, it made your heart race. It started out slow and it got more and more intense and more and more intense. And I remember seeing that movie and it freaked me out. And a few weeks after seeing it, I was with some cousins. We were on a trip in California. I think I was about, I don't know, maybe 12 years old. And we were going to go swimming at a hotel swimming pool. And it was nighttime. It was dark. And before we got in the pool, someone started going, dun, 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 dun. And it freaked us out so much, we decided not to go swimming. I'm serious, man. Anyway, music has an emotional connection. It hits us in the heart. It can work like a time machine. It can radically affect our emotions. Not only can it scare us like in Jaws, but let me tell you, it can take you someplace very, very beautiful. It can take you to a healing place, and it can happen just like that. Just like that. I'm convinced that God designed us to respond to music in that way. See, God knows that you and I need emotional and mental resets, and music is a great tool for that to happen. In my own personal experience, when I sing songs of praise to God, it helps get my focus back. It helps to remind me of just how much God really is. It helps refocus my thinking. Yeah, I get refocused through studying the scripture, and I get refocused through prayer, and sometimes just by being still and quiet. But there's something special that happens through singing, and I know I'm not the only one. Now, just for fun, I want to read you some different passages of scripture that talk about singing and making music, and they're all going to come from the book of Psalms. Now, keep in mind that the psalmist didn't have the full revelation that we have now about God and what Father was going to do through Christ. They didn't know it. We have the full revelation. Yet even with less revelation, on the opposite side of the cross from us, there was a lot to praise God for. How much more do we have now on this side of the cross with the revelation of the secrets hidden from ages past but which have been revealed to us by the Lord through Paul, the apostle to the Gentiles? I want to start with Psalm 33. Verse 1, rejoice in the Lord, O you righteous. Now here's a cool thing, my friend. You and I have been clothed with the righteousness of Christ. He became our sin, and we have become the righteousness of God in him. The psalm goes on, for praise from the upright is beautiful. Praise the Lord with the harp. Make melody to him with an instrument of 10 strings. Sing to him a new song. In other words, you can make one up. You can go in your bathroom and sing a song. Make it up. Play skillfully with a shout of joy. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his work is done in truth. He loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. Wow. Sing a song about God being the creator of the heavens and all of the hosts, and you know what? It puts your focus back. If God placed everything out there in its perfect place, and he did it with the breath of his mouth, do you think he can handle what's going on in your life? I think so. Verse 7 says this, he gathers the waters of the sea together as a heap. He lays up the deep in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spoke and it was done. He commanded and it stood fast. The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands, the plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. The Lord looks from heaven. He sees all the sons of men from the place of his dwelling. He looks on all the inhabitants of the earth. He fashions their hearts individually. He considers all their works. No king is saved by the multitude of an army. A mighty man is not delivered by great strength. A horse is a vain hope for safety, neither shall it deliver any by its great strength. Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him. In other words, those who honor and revere and respect him. On those who hope in his mercy to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield, for our hearts shall rejoice in him because we have trusted in his holy name. Let your mercy, O Lord, be upon us just as we hope in you. Let me read Psalm 96. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Again, try making one up on the spot. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his wonders among all peoples. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods, for all the gods of the peoples are idols. But the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give to the Lord, O families of the peoples. Give to the Lord glory and strength. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. The world also is firmly established. It shall not be moved. He shall judge the peoples righteously. Let the heavens rejoice. Let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar and all its fullness. Let the field be joyful and all that is in it. Then all the trees of the woods will rejoice before the Lord, for he is coming. For he is coming to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with his truth. Psalm 98. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have gained him the victory. The Lord has made known his salvation, his righteousness. He is revealed in the sight of the nations. He has remembered his mercy and his faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth in song, rejoice and sing praises. Sing to the Lord with a harp and the sound of a psalm, with trumpets and the sound of a horn. Shout joyfully before the Lord, the King. Let the sea roar in all its fullness, the world and those who dwell in it. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together before the Lord, for he is coming to judge the earth with righteousness. He shall judge the world and the peoples with equity. Psalm 100. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. Well, when we worship and sing praises, it reminds us that the Lord is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Psalm 150, the favorite of all musicians. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty firmament. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the lute and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and flutes. Praise him with loud cymbals. Praise him with clashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Let me ask you, do you have breath? Then praise the Lord.
But I don't feel like it.
Listen, that might be exactly why you should. It's good for you. My name is James Flanders. I encourage you to take some time to praise the Lord. It will be good for you. Be blessed, my friend. Be blessed.
His sounds of lightning all across the sky. His sounds of rain to a land that's dry. Speaks with thunder and a mighty roar. There's no one else like the mighty Lord. There's no one else. He put the stars up in outer space and hung the sun and moon in perfect place. Spins the planets, let the comets soar. There's no one else like the mighty Lord. There's no one else. He's the King of creation. He's the all-powerful one. Nothing compares to him, nothing. He's the apex, the firstborn one. Turn the sea and make it boil. Make it bubble just like burning. King of creation, he's the all-powerful.